When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Good morning, Santa Zap. Producer Christian hanging out with me because Raven is off for the last couple of days of the week.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I was on vacation, Star 99.9, today's best mix at Santa and Raven. And I was actually down in the Bahamas, which was fantastic and beautiful and all that. but the thing is like when you leave the country, you kind of leave everything behind. And in our industry, you always know what's going on in the news. Mm-hmm. So, the rare occasions where you kind of disappear for a few days, you really unplug and you don't really know what's going on, which when you're away seems like the greatest thing in the world. But then you come back and you learn about these things that are happening and you're like, whoa.
Right. Everybody's talking about it. Like, have you heard this certain thing? And you're like, no, I haven't heard anything.
I get in pretty late last night and I call my sister and I'm like, all right, what do I need to know what's going on in the world? He's like, there's a bunch of boys in Thailand that are stuck in a cave. I'm like, what?
Yep.
And she's like, there's boys. They're young and they're stuck in a cave and they can't get them out of the cave. I go, well, are they all right? She's like, well, I don't know. She's like, they got cameras in there. I go, there's boys stuck in a cave in Thailand. We can see them.
But we don't
cameras.
Know if they're okay.
Right. So I purposely didn't do a lot of research because I thought it would be much more interesting if you could explain to me what's happening.
Okay.
All right.
I could definitely do that.
What's happening with the boys in Thailand?
Okay. So it's 12 kids and their soccer coach. They've been trapped in a cave for 10 days. They were lost in a flood. People were like, where are they? What happened? They're in a cave. It's rainy season in Thailand. Okay.
Were they playing soccer in the cave?
They were not playing soccer in the cave. There was a flood in Thailand, and they went missing, and they ended up in a cave.
Were they at soccer practice when they went missing?
Yeah, I think so. I think they were all together playing some sort of recreation. They're still in their soccer uniforms, too. So that's why the kids all look alike, because they're all in their soccer uniforms.
Okay.
Don't know how good they are at soccer, but that's not really the point right now.
No.
So all the kids...
Not the point.
All the kids are between the ages of 11 to 16.
Why is there such a big age gap on the soccer team? All right.
No idea.
This is why I knew asking producer Christian would be the wrong thing to do, but
also
the right thing
to do.
Well,
we're not sure about the details of the soccer team.
Uh-huh.
So basically, the Australian Navy's teaching them how to dive. They're okay. They have, like, shipments of food coming in from the Australian Navy.
Yeah.
They're teaching them how to dive because the rainy season in Thailand is here. The problem is they can do one of two things. They can leave them in the cave until the fall, until the rains recede.
We're going to leave these kids in the cave to the fall?
They would get regular food. They would get regular water and stuff like that. But they can't. It's just there's so much high water. They're trying to pump the water out of the cave and it's just not working because it keeps raining. Or they can try and rescue them. But the cave is so small and so tight that traditional diving isn't going to work, and you're also teaching kids, you know, that have never dove before how to dive.
But the people can get into the cave to get to them.
Right.
But they can't, but like, what do they do at the end of the night? They're like, all right, my shift's over. Bye, guys.
Yeah,
I'm going home.
That's kind of exactly it.
Oh, my God.
Or they get chased out by the floodwater, one of the two.
Oh,
they
my.
They bring food, they bring water, they bring, like, extra clothes and stuff like that, soap. And then, like you said, at the end of the night, it's like, all right. Take it easy, guys.
You could be making this up right now, and I would probably be like, I wouldn't believe you. I'd be like, what?
That's
very
ridiculous.
Funny. I went on vacation, and all of a sudden, there's these boys that are on a soccer team stuck in a cave in Thailand, and we're just going to leave them there.
We could leave them there until September.
Right. Until school's back in session.
All right, kids, go back to school.
Oh, my gosh. This is awful. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm not sure that he even has those information accurate because it is producer Christian. So
come on.
Now I'm going to actually go read about it. But, man, you disappear for a couple days. Things happen.
Things do happen.
Oh. The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.